The first reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 33 and verse 38. During Elizabeth's 6th month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very confused by what the angel said. Mary wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said, "I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." Then the angel went away.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Zoe. Well, we've just heard, didn't we, that Mary had some very surprising news. An angel came and told her that she was going to have a baby. And Joseph had some very surprising news too, didn't he? He found out the girl that he was going to marry was already pregnant. But both Mary and Joseph trusted God, and they did exactly what he asked. And in time, Mary gave birth to baby Jesus. And we're going to sing about that baby now as we sing together, "Away in a Manger." So let's stand together and sing. Wonderful. Well, do grab a seat. Well, the next people that we're going to meet are our mega messengers, the angels. Now, there are lots and lots of angels in the Christmas story, and it is always a surprise when they turn up. So, angels, would you like to come and join me? Fantastic. Thank you so much. Do you want to come up? Brilliant. Do you want to come and stand next to Zoe? Oh, don't they look absolutely fantastic? Very well, don't you look beautiful? Amazing. Now, our angels, when the angels show up, people are always very surprised. So the angels have to do a lot of calming people down. So angels, can you flap your wings like this and say, "Calm down, calm down." Ready? Calm down. Okay, should we help them out, everybody? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Calm down. Calm down. Very good. You're doing absolutely fantastically. So we're going to find out now what happened when some of our mega messengers, these amazing angels, appeared to some shepherds. And Zoe Todd is going to come and read for us. Thank you so much. You can come and sit down.
The reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. That night, some shepherds were in the fields nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people. Today your Saviour was born in David's town. He is Christ, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding cloth box." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel. All the angels were praising God, saying, "Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please God."
Thank you so much. So, well, our angels really were pretty mega, weren't they? They came with the most amazing news. And without the angels, no one would know about Jesus' birth, would they? So the angels made sure that everybody knew exactly what was happening so that people could come and meet Jesus. And in our next song, we're reminded of what the angels told people as they came and proclaimed the good news of a newborn king. So let's stand together and sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Wonderful. Do have a seat. Well, our final group are our unexpected guests. After Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph had a whole parade of visitors come and visit them. So could we have our shepherds and our wise men come up? Fantastic. Thank you so much. Oh, some of our wise men are just getting ready. Thank you, shepherds. Do come up and stand up next to me. You look wonderful. Oh, thank you. Another shepherd. Brilliant. I assume you've come with them. Fantastic. Would you like to grab a sheep, any of you? Excellent. Do grab a sheet. Wise men up you come. Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Excellent. Well, all of them were very unexpected guests. So when they arrived, there was a big surprise. So what I would like you all to do is to pretend to knock. You can stamp at the same time and then shout surprise. Okay, so we go knock, 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 surprise. Ready? Okay. Surprise! Oh, very good. You do look very surprised, all of you. Well done. Shall we help them and join in? So after three. One, two, three. Surprise! Very well done. You may all go and sit down. Fantastic. Now, even more surprising than the guests showing up was what they did when they showed up and how they treated Jesus. In our next two readings, we're going to hear exactly what happened. So Dan is going to come and read to us, and then Zoe, one of our lovely angels, is also going to come and read to us about what happened when the shepherds and the wise men showed up.
So the third reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing the Lord told us about." So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds saw the baby lying in a feeding box. Then they told what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds said to them. Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything that they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him." When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled, and all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea." The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary. They bowed down to him and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Dan. Well, did you spot what our wise men and our shepherds did when they met Jesus? They worshipped him, didn't they? And the shepherds were so amazed to discover who this baby really was that they went running off to tell everybody about it. And the wise men brought gifts and they bowed down and worshipped Jesus. And after our next song, Dave is going to come up and help us think about why that is. But before he does, we're going to sing about what happened when those shepherds discovered about the newborn king who'd just been born. So let's stand and sing while shepherds watched. Well, do grab a seat. And our wonderful nativity characters, you can all go and sit down as well. Shall we give them a round of applause as they return to their seats? Very well done. Thank you all so much. Fantastic, thank you all.
Well, thank you very much, Anna. It's brilliant. Well done, everyone. It's great to be able to see the Christmas story. I wonder if you are excited about Christmas? Who's excited about Christmas? Who's not? You see, at Christmas time, we often meet two types of people. The first type of people would wear a hat like this. And their view of Christmas is, ho, ho, ho. Can you say that? Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, yeah. You think Christmas is just brilliant. Can't get enough of it. The Santas amongst you just love Christmas. But there might be some others here today who actually might rather wear this hat. This hat says, "Bah humbug," because, well, Christmas is all a bit much. Are there any, well, they're not Santas, are they? I think we'll call them Scrooges. Scrooges, people like who say bah humbug. I'm not going to get you to say that. Bah humbug. Oh, Christmas, it's all a bit too much. I wonder which hat you would like to wear. The Santa hat or the Scrooge hat? Ho, ho, ho! Or bah humbug. What do you think about Christmas? Well, if you want to put the screen up for me, that'd be great. You see, I want to help us to see today that why Christmas is worth celebrating, and which hat would help us see. Are we not on? Oh, hang on, it's not plugged in. Can you plug it in for me? Thank you very much. Kate's brilliant. That one little cable. Great. Thank you. Now it's the wrong screen. Just one moment, sorry. Try again. There we go. Brilliant. So, do you want to be a Santa or a Scrooge this Christmas? Well, look, there are actually quite a lot of Scrooges around at Christmas, people who just find it all a bit much. Now, you see, the thing is that whilst there are very, very few people who are going to say, yeah, that's me, I'm a Scrooge at Christmas. Not many people are going to say that, because nobody wants to be a Scrooge. Scrooge was horrible. He was not a nice man at all. Let me tell you a little about him. He was in The Story of a Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. He hated Christmas. This is how he was described at Christmas. Scrooge, a squeezing, retching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard as flint from which no steel has ever struck a generous fire, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster. Does anyone want to be Scrooge? Do you want to be Scrooge? No, no. This is what Scrooge said about Christmas in the story. It's amazing. He said, every idiot who goes about with a Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a holly stake through his heart. He should. Oh, he really didn't like Christmas, did he? No, he didn't. So you can see why people don't wear this hat at Christmas, can't you? Nobody wants to be a Scrooge. Well, I'm sure, though, there are a few people here who are a bit more like Scrooge than what they would want to admit. You see, Scrooge saw a dark world. He saw a world in which, well, there was lots wrong with it. A world dark with winter, a world dark with sin and wrong. He says, is there a reason to be merry? I wonder if any of us have asked that question this Christmas. Is there a reason to be merry? Christmas can be a difficult time. We had the Christmas experience in this week. And one of the questions that Anna asked the children was, you know, can Christmas be hard for some people? And, you know, they all could answer that question. They could all give reasons why Christmas is hard. If you're not well, or if you're separated from your family and loved ones, if you're without a job or in debt and haven't got enough money, if you're bereaved or lonely, if you're finding Christmas more stressful than enjoyable, Christmas can be a hard time, can't it? And it is sad that at Christmas, sometimes it's those whom we most love we can get angry with and irritated with most easily. Scrooge is right, isn't he? The world is a dark world. Well, like Scrooge, the darkness is there. It's in all our hearts. But you see, here's the thing about Scrooge where he gets it all wrong. You see, the problem with Scrooge is that he sees the darkness, but he's given into it. He's given up. He's given up with joy and with hope. And that's why most of us won't be wearing a hat like this. No, no, no. We're going to be wearing a hat like this. You see, we're aware of the darkness in the world, but we want to do something about it. We want to spread a bit of joy and a happiness and put up some lights. We don't want to be bar humbugs. What good will that do anyone? In a dark world, we need to have a bit more joy. That's what we need to do at Christmas, isn't it? The Santas, they want to spread joy. I mean, in fact, the Santas would say that everything wrong with Christmas could be summed up with Scrooge. No, we need a bit more joy. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Merry Christmas, everybody. Come on, let's have a bit of joy. Let's ignore the darkness and the difficulties. Let's just be happy for a while. Let's enjoy ourselves. We'll put up more lights. And then when we put our lights up, we'll put even more up. We'll buy gifts. We'll have parties if we can. Joy is good, isn't it? It's good to be happy. Joy is good. So enjoy lots of good things. Christmas festivities, fun, friends, food, carols, candles, cake, tinsel, turkeys, trees, all the things that we want to enjoy at Christmas. Because Christmas should be fun. And we can ignore the dark. And we can long for joy and happiness in our lives. That's what Santas want. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. But here's the thing. It's quite hard being a Santa because, well, the day comes and then it goes. Now all the food is eaten, that the turkey is finally thrown away in the bin, that the Christmas trees start to drop all their needles into the carpets, and then all the decorations come down, and Christmas is over. That the toys, well, they start to get bored with, or the batteries run flat, much to the parents' delight. The festive season doesn't last forever. And then the credit card bills hit for the grown-ups on the doormats. And sooner or later, the lights go out. So which is it better to be? A Scrooge who knows the darkness, because that's the reality of the world that we live in. Or Santas, who try to make a change. Well, thing is that we'd all like it to be Christmas every day, wouldn't we? Would you? Well, Mr. Christmas, who's actually his real name, is Andy Park of Wiltshire. He's been celebrating Christmas every day since 1993. He's had Christmas lunch every day since 1993. Every day he's sent himself a Christmas card since 1993. Can you believe it? Mr. Christmas. Because he's a Santa, isn't he? He doesn't want Christmas to end. The lights go out. No, not for Mr. Christmas. He keeps going with it. He keeps eating his Brussels sprouts and his turkey, and he keeps hoping that the Christmas joy will keep going. But here's the thing. One day, even Mr. Christmas will eat his last sprout. One day, Mr. Christmas will find the lights will go out, but the darkness carries on. I wonder, is there another hat that we could wear that would actually make sense of the world that we live in? Is there another hat? I think there is. And this is the good news of Christmas. There is good news of Christmas. This is a great hat. I had to make it myself because you can't buy this on Amazon. You ready? Look at that for a hat. You see, there is another hat you can wear. There isn't a Santa hat or a Scrooge hat. It's a stable hat. As in like a stable. A stable hat. I'm going to read to you from the Bible, okay? From John chapter 3, some famous verses, okay? Are you listening? John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God gave his only son that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. Isn't that great? But this is how he carries on. It's on the screen, verses 19. And people are judged by this fact. I am the light from God that has come into the world. But men did not want light. They wanted darkness because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. Now, I want to see why that's such good news. It's such good news because there's a different response to Christmas, to this world that we live in. Not just being a Scrooge or a Santa, we can be living in a stable. We can live by the stable because on that first Christmas, God loved the world. And he gave his only son, born in a stable, born into a manger, as we've seen. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. This is how we will know what really matters. God has sent his son into the world. Light has come into the world. The one and only, the Son of God, has become one of us into a stable. He left the Father's side. He left heaven and became one of us. He enters the darkness of our world. And you see, the darkness isn't just what's wrong with the world, it's what's wrong with each one of us too. You see, ultimately, the Santas or the Scrooges, they can't do anything about the darkness. But the light of the world can. Jesus came into the world. He came into the world, why? To save us. It's such good news, isn't it? It's such good news. Whilst we can't escape the darkness, we can't change the darkness in our lives, but God can. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. We can't save ourselves from our sin, from the darkness in our lives of ignoring God, of rejecting Jesus. We can't do that. But God can. That's why he sent his son into the world, the son of righteousness, into a stable. The light to deal with the darkness, the joy and hope for a broken world. Isn't this great news? So this Christmas, John says we have two choices. We can come into the light of Jesus and his son. We can trust him, follow him and live for him and have hope in him. Jesus, the light of the world. Or we can remain in darkness. So really, there are only two hats we can wear this Christmas. There's the stable hat, or there's the Santa Scrooge hat. But it's the stable hat that changes everything this Christmas. It's the stable hat that reminds us that Jesus, who came into the world for us to deal with our sin and the darkness in this world, to give us hope and real joy. Well, shall we pray that we remember that this Christmas time? In amongst all the busyness of what we're doing, all the fun and festivities and the times of stress and even sadness, let's remember God sent his son into the world. Let's pray. Father, thank you that Jesus is the light of the world, the light to deal with the darkness and to bring light and life and joy and hope to us. Thank you that he overcomes darkness. Thank you that he can forgive us of our sin. Father, thank you that by his Spirit he can change us on the inside. Thank you that he brings us hope for the future. Father, whatever our Christmas is like, help us to remember Jesus born into the world. Thank you that in trusting, believing, and following him, we can know life and joy this Christmas time. For we ask this in your name. Amen.